John.
Yeah.
What's it like leaving emotionalism? Go.
First of all, you don't feel as exhausted every Sunday as you did in the past. And I'll explain what I mean is that there are times when you're going and there's the expectation. Okay. So right now, when I go to church, I am expected to be cleansed. I'm expected to be comforted. I'm expected to be confronted by my failures. And then I'm expected to be strengthened, right? Mm-hmm. All of that. So the expectation is really that if I have come to receive from the Lord, all of his great benefits, right? And then I am will receive the joy of loving others. Man, in the emotional driven context, that expectation of having the emotional high can be one, overwhelming, depressing, right? And confusing. Because why is it one Sunday, it's like you feel like Jesus is right there in your presence through the music and the sermon. And it's just like you're on the top of the world. And the next Sunday, it's like nothing changed, but you feel cold and you feel distant. And you look around you and people have their arms up and, you know, they're weeping and they're just having this moment with Jesus. And you're like, where's my moment with Jesus? How can one person standing next to me have this experience with Jesus and I don't have that? And then what does that cause? Well, what's wrong with me? You know, there must be like sin in my life, or I must not be doing something right. And so it's like you go into constant doubt and fear. Flip side, you go over to the confessional side, and we're not trying to draw an emotion out of you. We want you to see why Christ is sufficient in all of life, right? So we're going to confess our sin. We're going to be reminded by the law that we will never live up to any type of expectation that the law puts it on upon us, but Christ did, right? So then we then receive his mercy and receive his grace, and then he strengthens us and he encourages us, and then he feeds us spiritually with the sacrament of the cup and the bread. And you walk out feeling cleansed, loved, and renewed in your faith, saying, I can make it one more day because Christ is sufficient for me. Two opposite experiences, right?
Yeah.
Where you're always being pushed inwardly, emotionalism, and in confessionalism, you're always being pointed outside of yourself because you aren't enough to find satisfaction in this world.
That's excellent. I'll agree wholesale, and then I'll add to it. I'll say something that's related yet different. How about that for a strategy? So you talked about the emotional high and how you're pointed inward, and it's about you, you know, and what you're feeling and how you're experiencing the Lord in an emotionalism kind of context.
Right.
I think another thing that occurs in emotionalism, particularly in the pietistic world, is corporate worship. You, whether you're told this explicitly or not, it's at least implied, you come to worship, you come bringing something.
Yeah.
Like you come that you with something that you need to bring for God's sake. Now, of course, we all confess God doesn't need anything. You know, we're happy on the way, you know, we bring our nothing, you know, empty handed. But then on the other hand, we're kind of told, yeah, but we've come here today to glorify God. And we've come here today effectively to offer the Lord a gift, which is our worship. And some of that language is okay, but I want to clarify what we mean by that and what I think is better to say. God is without doubt glorified in our corporate worship, John. I'm not concerned about that for a second. I know he is. And how is he glorified, though? He is glorified when we come acknowledging our need, confessing our need, casting ourselves wholly and completely upon Christ and what he alone has done. And we make it really clear that, hey, we're here at church today not because we're going to render something unto God that he would look at and then say, on the basis of that, you are accepted and loved by me. But rather, we come to say, we are miserable wretches and offenders, all of us. We have failed to do anything that would justify ourselves in God's sight this week, let alone for the entirety of our lives. We haven't even lived up to our own standards this week, let alone God's. And yet here we are because we believe God's word and we trust his promises in the Lord Jesus Christ. And we believe that in spite of our wretchedness, we are declared righteous. We're forgiven and absolved in Jesus. And saints, welcome to church. You know, and so now we are glorifying the Lord very much because we are looking to Christ alone. And last time I checked, the Father is about the glory of the Son. And so the Lord is pleased in this and the Father is pleased in it. And so what is this? What does this do for us? Rather than me thinking I've got to get myself, of course, I still want to prepare myself for the Lord's day. I want to get in bed on Saturday night. I don't want to be out till 2 a.m. so that I'm falling asleep during the service. I want to come ready to engage. Of course, all these things are true. I want to be intentional, but there's not this pressure on me that I'm coming to perform and give something to God. I'm coming to receive from His grace and from His bounty the things that my faith and love lack. And corporate worship's a lifeline. It's not a burden, right? And I think confessionalism makes that very plain. So that's a couple of thoughts from us on how it's different. Obviously, there are things that can be hard for people coming out of an emotionalism kind of context. Things can be misunderstood in a confessional, liturgical kind of service. And it takes a little bit of getting used to, for sure. And yeah.
I would say, like, it's like emotionalism is work for you and confessionalism is Christ for you.
You know,
That's what it is, right? Here's work for you to do to get yourself emotionally charged. And here's Christ for you because you can't. That's the difference. Yeah. And it's hard. Listen, man, what we're trying to do is just put words to your mouth, to your thoughts and help you process this kind of stuff and understand the dangers of emotional driven. Mm-hmm. Listen, I get very emotional in my preaching. I know Justin does too. We get excited. Sure. I get emotional in our singing because, man, I start thinking about Christ and His blood on my behalf and who He is and in Christ alone. It's like, it's not necessarily the music as much as the message that I am hearing my brothers and sisters reminding me of who it is.
Right.
And yeah, there are times that there is, those are sweet reminders, but we're not trying to create the emotion. That's just what happens, right?
It's what I was going to say. It's like, we're not aiming to emotionally work people up.
No.
It's simply that the elements of the service that the Lord has given us, they do the job.
And some of that's dependent on my week, you know?
Of course.
I had a really hard week that week, I'm a little bit more tender and sensitive. If I didn't have as much, it's still good and it's still wonderful and it's a great reminder, but I don't have to have this pressure of being emotionally charged by it.
Here's a good thought. I maybe have said this on a previous pod. If so, that's fine because it's really edifying. We had another guy in our church doing some things publicly in a service recently, and he made this comment how years ago when he lived out on the West Coast and he'd go for a run in his community, he would run by the doors of a church that said, had a sign out front, after a week like yours, you need a place like ours.
Hmm.
And he was just using that as a good illustration, like welcoming people to church, right?
Yeah.
And saying, after a week like yours, you need a place like ours, meaning with everything that you've gone through this week, with everything you've been bombarded by, maybe you've been distracted by really good things that aren't ultimate. Yeah. After the week you've had, you need this. You need to come and be reminded of what's true, of who Christ is and what He's done. You need to come and be refreshed and fed and filled up, right? And reminded of the fact that you really do have peace with God, not because of anything that has to do with you or your performance, but that you have peace with God because of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's a good, I think, kind of summary, a good way to encapsulate what we mean when we say you're going to leave emotionalism, something that really is about what you bring and what you offer and what you feel, and then you're going to come over here into a context that has everything to do with what Christ has done and with what the Lord is doing in and through you. And His faithfulness is the emphasis, not yours.
Yeah.
It's good. It's disorienting for people, as we've talked about many times on the pod before. It can be this moment of weightlessness and some confusion for folks, and that's where pastoral wisdom is required, and the love of saints around individuals that are coming in is required. But we trust the Lord in all those matters.
It does. Yeah, I guess one more thought before, you know, our hope is that it is a little bit of that you're not crazy moment where you can feel like there's this law that's put upon you, this obligation that you just can't feel like you can meet. And if you're a very emotionally outgoing person, it can be easy to thrive in those type of contexts. But if you're not an emotionally driven person, you can feel like you're the worst Christian on the planet. You step into a confessional world and all those categories are gone. Christ is great. We're all sinners. We need of mercy and grace. We're here to extol the wonders of Christ. And there's none here to boast, right? We don't need you to be emotionally charged. We don't need you to have an experience. We want you to see and taste that Christ is sufficient, right? And allow that to well up in your life and allow that to become the purpose of your life and allow that to become why you wake up in the morning, and you'll change. Church you'll long for it because it's going to give you that which you cannot get outside of Christ in his church. And so you're not showing up for an experience. You're showing up saying, please fill me up. Please give me something that will remind me that while I'm dead and while I may walk out of here depressed or while I'm struggling with anxiety, the significance of Christ is still true for me.
Right. And like, I'm okay. And I'm safe, and all is well, and all will be well. I've been reminded of that. And just a brief word on the fact that when we say you come to receive, that's very different than being a consumer. This kind of consumeristic mindset has been rightly critiqued in the church. Like, we don't come as a consumer, like, I want all my preferences met. I want to be entertained. Right. That's very different. But to come looking and expecting, because we've been covered in the blood and righteousness of Christ, that we are going to receive from God today is a right and good posture with which to come to corporate worship. So all that, you know, just by way of a few thoughts that John and I have about the differences between emotionalism and confessionalism and what it's like a little bit, hopefully in a way that encourages you rather than pointing out negatives and, well, like, you know, this, not that, saying, no, this is really good, guys, and this is life-giving and it's hope-giving. Don't be discouraged, though, if you're not immediately just like, oh, my whole entire paradigm for corporate worship was changed in a month. It doesn't happen that quickly for people. It takes time, and just keep showing up and ask questions of the elders, and they'll be faithful to answer those, and ask questions of people around you who are sitting there who have experienced the same things you are. It's good conversations to have, and we encourage you all as you continue to trust Christ and seek to love one another and bear with one another in this pilgrimage that is the Christian life. And we will talk with you guys again next week. Again, be on the lookout for some exciting content. I know I am geeked up about the Ken Jones episodes that we're going to be recording a couple of weeks from today. They'll be probably headed your way in 4 to 6 weeks. And we hope that you are as encouraged by Ken as we have been.
I'll drop this here now as we go to the end. We are improving Semper Reformanda, so stay tuned for that. Lectures from Justin and I from our churches, and we're going to be doing even lectures on Theocast as time permits through something called Theocast U. So stay tuned for that. That's coming out. We have some additional podcasts. So just continue to pray for us that God continues to give us clarity and strength as we lead our families, lead our wives, lead our prospective ministries, and obviously as we work in this ministry with Theocast as well. So
grateful love you guys.
We'll talk soon.
Peace.